Hey, it's so good to see you. It looks like those supplements have been working out for you. They've really added some height. Do you ever stop to be thankful you're not jaundiced? Just imagine the yellow of your skin, the creamy color in your eyes. What a way to be, my darling. It's like I'm seeing you for the first time. Everything is new and different, yet somehow comfortingly the same, as wonderful as it has always been. What you've done to me has opened my eyes and left me insatiable for more. And there is this fear in this... fear that this may be a mistake, but... I want to try it, please. If you would just let me make a bad decision with you, if only for tonight. So, what'll it be? Will you back away from my proposal? Or will the clock strike demon time o'clock on our inevitable debauchery? Yes, I said demon time o'clock. What of it? You believe, don't you? Oh, you don't know what that means? Oh boy, are you in for a treat. It's about time you learned. And if there's one thing I'm thorough about, it's instruction. Slowly, ever so slowly, ease yourself onto the table, face down and ass up. I slowly and lightly run my hands over your body, down your back, over your ass, feeling you quiver under my touch as you softly moan. Good boy. Mommy's going to get herself lubed up now, okay? Oh, my sweet darling. I know you can see how eager and tight and slick I am for you. Are you ready to slide your gorgeous, leaky cock into me now? Do you like watching mommy get all wet and warm and ready for you, baby? Judging by that look on your face, you're just loving this. Would you like me to keep going? Just say the word. Go on, baby, nice and loud for me. Tell me exactly what you want. You'll have to speak up, baby. I want to hear exactly what you want me to do to you. You want me to suck your toes? If it'll show you I'm serious about this whole thing, I'll suck on whatever you want, baby. Oh, you really seem to like that. Me talking dirty to you really does it for you, huh? Well, how would you feel if I whisper in your ear like this? Then what? Well, here's the thing. I'm going to show you what dirty talking does for me. Come here. Sit down. Let me just get my mouth around you. I love your taste. Almost as much as I love tasting myself on you. You love when I do that, don't you? Take your cock out and run my tongue over you. Our wetness mixed together. If only you weren't cuffed to the bedposts, you could taste it too. I guess you'll just have to beg for it. Make you beg, whine, and moan like the desperate human that you are. Just seeing how desperate you are for me makes me fucking wet. Let me hear you beg, slave. Squirming, whimpering, so eager to be fucked right here, right now. You know exactly what I want to hear right now. So go on, say it. Come on now, darling, say it. Say that you love me. What? No, you love me just as much as I love you. If only I wasn't wearing this diabolical chastity belt. The constant empty edging. It's driving me so fucking insane, you know? Let it end, please. I need you to fill me with your cummy wummies, mister. Please, mister. I need you to fill me up to the brim until my pussy overflows with your sweet cummy wummies. I need it so badly. I can't wait any longer. I'll just make you come in me. Let me twist these nipples of yours. Really get your toes curling. Come on and come for me. I love how hard and pointy your nipples get when I play with them like this. Yes, baby. If you don't come, I'm going to spell dick-o-blam on your quivering cock over and over with my salacious tongue. However, if you do come, you won't let me no other choice than to put on this little black harness. And I guess you know what that means, don't you? It means that you're in charge and you can do anything you want. And I mean anything. Seriously? Well, I've only ever done it once, and they were both very flexible. But if it's what you want, I'm okay with it. And to be fair, I've always said I'm willing to try new things, especially with you. That's what you want, isn't it? So let's just do this, stud. Hand me the guacamole, and I'll coat it real good. Yeah, it's a bit on the chunky side. But you've got to trust my abuela on this. There's no better guac for this job. Besides, we both know you wouldn't be here if you didn't like it that way. I'm going to take care of you, baby. I want to make you feel so good. And soon enough, you'll be begging to smash this fucking nasty ass roast beef fucking pussy hole. You want to take a whiff, baby? Come here. Don't be shy. I don't bite much. You seem really nervous. Everything all right? I promise, I'm not a vampire or anything. Maybe. Yeah, vampires are real. Bigfoot is real too. He tried to eat my ass. Kind of a pushy fellow, but he cooks a mean poutine. Yummy. Well, they wouldn't be legends instead of myths if they weren't real, huh? I mean, sure, you all have gotten some things wrong. Amelia is very cross with how time turned her and her knights into men. And yes, it was Queen Amelia. Figuratively speaking, of course, time didn't magically enchant Her Majesty Amelia and her knights to change their genders. But still, whether she wanted it or not, the queen grew to be more clever, fierce, and I dare say, dominant than any other man in the kingdom. Truly, it is said that there is no sight more magnificent, more awe-inspiring, nor more ferocious than a charge of Her Majesty's cavalries, bedecked in the splendor of their battle harness, their iron war cocks out thrust to seek the bodies of her enemies and impale them on the rigid symbols of feminine knight. Among those who had to deal with this newfound dominance firsthand was one of Queen Amelia's most trusted advisors. As she became more and more commanding, he found that his advice seemed not to get through to her any longer. What? Why are you rolling your eyes at me? I am not being dramatic. If you don't take this seriously, I will unzip your pants. Take out your cock and snap it in half. Oh, yes, I will. Just like a baby carrot. Snap, snap, snap. Don't you understand what we're really up against? This is what they will write about in books for our future generations to read about. Just think of what that means for a moment. All those things, like the little chance meetings and dreams and lives and loves and orgasms, that will be affected by what we do, both of us here in this room tonight. So let's go for it. Really go for it. Throw caution and our clothes to the wind, embrace each other in passionate, animalistic euphoria, and create that ripple through time. Being completely naked in your arms makes me feel so safe and warm and... Wait, hold on. Not there. That's my secret stash of toys. You weren't supposed to reach that far back, but since you've opened it, see anything you'd like to try? You are making me blush, but... if you want to try this toy, well, why not? But I must warn you, I have no reason to believe this time would be any different. The last time I used this toy, I closed my eyes, braced myself, and got on all fours. You might be bringing out a side of me you haven't seen before. I mean, I know we haven't really talked about it, but I may have bit of history with this type of toy. And lucky you, my sweet boy, by the end of the night, you'll have quite the experience to remember it by. So why don't you be a good boy and just cut the bullshit? I know you like that. Come on, baby, relax and stop struggling. Relax for me, baby. Let me in. That's it, my sweet little sacrificial chaos entity. Spread those thick, juicy tentacles and open yourself up to the power of Kalalu. As you open up completely, feel how your chaotic invertebrate soul whirls into a time tunnel, and I transform into a gorgeous vampire biting your ear. Our souls swirl around each other and become entangled in a fiery embrace. We lose ourselves in our passion as a time tunnel hurls us far away. As they are tangled in a fiery passion, focusing on nothing but the pleasure, a force rips them out of the time tunnel and they both land in a different place. Shocked, we look around at these unfamiliar places. Suddenly, the passion we had once felt had now turned to fear. Fear of the unknown. And so, all of that time avoiding our feelings, blocking ourselves off, repeated as rote, was rendered useless in seconds. But what I knew was that I still wanted it bad. I wanted it more badly than anything I'd ever wanted before. The desperate ache gnawing at my core. Will you give it to me? Won't you please let me play with it? Put it in my mouth and slap it against my cheeks? Thank you, sir. Your cock tastes so good. I love how it feels in my mouth. I think I could get addicted to this. Addicted to the most delicious taste of the sweet, sweet cock. Please, sir, wipe it against my tongue. Pretty please. Gosh, I can't believe we just met and I'm already so enthralled by just how much you're turning me on. Wait, don't come yet. I want you inside me now so we can come together. Let me just climb on top of you. My tits hovering over your face giggle like the view. Oh. Shit! I was holding it in so well. Let me just climb on top of you. My tits hovering over your face. Like the view. And I slide you inside of me. Wait, hold on. I missed. Let me just... God damn it, every time. Okay, I think that will work. And... Yes? Okay. Fuck time. Fuck. Can you feel how wet my fucking pussy is? That's all because of you and your perfect cock. Now pound me until you've shot a big, sticky load inside of me, stranger. Yes. That's it. Give me that dick. And whatever you do, don't you dare fucking stop. Do you understand? Look at me. Don't you dare fucking stop. Good boy. Keep your eyes on me. Look at me. Take me faster, please. Yes, your eyes. Oh, they're beautiful. Oh, I could get lost in them for hours on end. If you come before I do, I swear to God I'll hurt you in ways you can't even pronounce. Yes, I meant what I said. Pronounce. You won't be able to pronounce the horrible things I'll do to you. That's better. Hold that cum. Because when I want it, I'm going to get it. But don't you worry. Once I come all over this cock, you can burst your load inside me, and you'll be mine forever. Now thrust before I change my mind. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, that feels so good. Keep going. Don't stop. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Fucking come with me. Yes, that's what I said. Come with me. Good. And then put your pants on and come with me to the store too. We gotta get some chicken, carrots, and stuff to make a pot pie.